All right, teenagers, you are given career advice all the time from people who all followed the same path. I'm a teacher. All your other teachers and principals did the same thing as me. Go to college, get a four-year degree, that is a bachelor's. Get a teaching license, go be a teacher. Get paid decent, especially in Wyoming, but some states it's not very much. You get good benefits. You get really good health insurance. You get a good retirement. It's safe. It's, you know, relatively easy. The career advice that you're going to get today from Dan Yu, he is the owner of his own recruiting company. So when someone needs to hire a person, they go to him and say, find me a good fit. Instead of just putting an ad in the newspaper, hey, we have a job. He goes and finds someone for them. He's an investor. He's a coach. He has multiple YouTube channels and podcasts. We're going to listen to his advice. But here's the overarching thing. The world has changed a ton since I went to college. The world has changed a ton since some of your older siblings got into college 2 years ago. And that's not just AI. But here's what you have to think about. Here's a rule of thumb for your future career. If it is a rules-based job, if X, always do Y. That's a rules-based job. It will be replaced by machine learning, AI, or something automated in the background because machines don't need sick days. Machines don't screw stuff up on their lunch break. They don't show up drunk. They don't sexually harass other employees and get your employer sued, right? Because they're just a piece of software on a server. It can do it faster and better than anyone else could do as a human. It's going to get replaced. So here are some thoughts from Dan on future careers and how you guys have to approach what am I going to do after high school, especially as a leader. Traditionally, people would say, hey, here's a good career path. Go to school for 4 years, get a bachelor's, get into law school, become a lawyer. Here's what Dan would tell you. If all lawyers do is go, here's the law, here's the research, here's what I can tell you. Somebody can do that with AI in 5 seconds, faster and more accurately than any lawyer. That doesn't mean lawyers won't exist. It means if all they do is look up stuff and write reports, AI can already beat them. Would you rather pay a lawyer $250 an hour and wait 2 weeks for him to get back to you, or build your own AI bot that has all the laws in it and get it back in 10 seconds for free? 100%. So when people say, go be a lawyer, what he would say is most lawyers aren't going to have jobs. In fact, the smart lawyers are going to build AI bots to automate what they already do and then say, instead of $200 an hour to work with one person, here's the thing I built and it can work for 10,000 people at once and just run in the background on my website or my server. So here are some industries that he suggests. If it's rules-based, you don't want to go into it. Accountants, you're going to get replaced. Teachers who just come in, deliver content, give a worksheet, and say, okay, you get an A and you get a B, they're going to get replaced. That doesn't mean there won't be teachers and accountants. It means they're going to be augmented with other tools like AI to help them be better. And then most of them won't be needed. So what industries should I look at? Here are some from Dan. Anything with water, including plumbing, because a machine is not going to come in to your house, troubleshoot what's wrong with your toilet, figure out that your son flushed an army guy down the toilet and clogged it up, and then fish it out. Like, a machine is not going to take that job. And everybody goes, but I don't want to be a plumber. I got to like work hard and do stuff with my hands. Well, here's the thing. You could go be a plumber's apprentice, learn from someone who already does the job, then go off on your own and work for a plumbing company for a couple years, save up your money. Now you know how to run a business. You know how to do plumbing. Now start your own and hire 3 dudes to be plumbers for you. You don't have to touch a toilet ever again. And is the demand for plumbers going to go down in the future? Are people not going to have leaky pipes or toilet issues? No. Are robots going to take those jobs? No. So it sounds crazy, but some people would say, don't go to law school. It's going to take you 7 years. 300 grand of student loans. And then what happens when you get out and go, no one's hiring lawyers? You don't get a do-over. So you guys have to think ahead. Even a freshman in high school right now, you might say, this is always the job I wanted. Think about the industry. like water. Here's another one from Dan. Elder care. Old people need help, not just medical. Helping people find a career after they retire or community service opportunities. Here's a cool one. Retirement homes. Somebody comes in and does like the crafts with them. I see a future where old people at the retirement home are playing like Mario Kart and Call of Duty, right? Because what you guys, when you retire, I won't be alive anymore. I'll be dead. You're not going to go to a retirement home and play Pinochle and Bridge like old people do today. You're going to play like retro Call of Duty from 2025. Somebody's going to go into elder care places and set up like the video games and the networking and be like, hey, old people can play Fortnite and squat up with their roomie. That's going to be a job, right? Because it's anything with old people, helping them, keeping them healthy, giving them medicine, teach them how to write a will. Was all these people that are getting old, that's an entire industry that you can't automate away. Like a robot can't take that job. So water, clean water, anything with drinking water, plumbing, whatever. Elder care. Here's another one. Hallucinogenics. When a state legalizes hallucinogenics, like magic mushrooms, they have other uses. I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing. Make sure you know your state law before you purchase any hallucinogenics and bring them home from Oregon. But what happens the day a state legalizes a new thing? It's a whole new industry, right? People have to set it up, grow it, sell it, market it. How do you get financing for a business that was illegal a year ago or might be illegal federally, right? Because banks say, we can't take your money, that's drug money. Well, someone could start a bank just within that state that deals with like marijuana or hallucinogenics. Now, I'm not saying this as an ethical thing. I'm saying that's an industry and it's happening. So you got to think ahead and go, that couldn't be automated away. Maybe that's an option for me. Healthcare, people get sick, telehealth, mental health, anything like that, especially mid-levels. So a lot of us grew up like, I want to be a doctor or a surgeon. Some of you, your dad is a doctor. Well, you could be an RN with a two-year degree from a community college that you get pretty much for free, go back and get a master's, and now you're a nurse practitioner. Or you could go to PA school instead of med school. You get out faster, you have less debt. We're never going to automate away doctors and nurses, right? There's always going to be hands-on or at least video assessing. You could go get a degree in that area and still practice medicine without doing 10 or 12 years of med school and hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. So what I want you guys to think about are fields. Like instead of just a job, I'm a secretary, I'm an accountant, I'm a teacher. A field would be like education. There are tons of jobs in education besides coming to a classroom in a physical school and teaching a lesson, right? You can teach online. You can help people build a course for what they know and put it on a website. That's still teaching. So when we learn this stuff and listen to Dan today, I want you guys to just think about what big picture stuff would I be good at or enjoy doing that I could turn into a job that won't get taken from a robot, like a plumber, like an electrician, like a skilled elder care person. People have a sick grandpa or grandma, but they want to keep them at home. I need someone to come check in, give them meds, give them a bath. You could run a business that does that, and you never even have to change an old person's diaper or give them a shower. You just hire five people who do. You set up a calendar and go, it's like $50 an hour to have our person come help your grandma or grandpa at home. That is booming, and you can't automate that away. So, some thoughts for you guys on future careers. If you have questions, put them in the comments below.